Married women often resent having to work. Most men are willing to marry a woman who expects to be financially supported throughout life. But there aren't many women who would marry men they would need to support. Certainly, most women would help support a husband through schooling that would prepare him for a vocation he enjoys. But when schooling is complete, the same women expect their husbands to find jobs. Still, the difference in perspectives here goes beyond women expecting men to work, while men remain open to the idea of their wives not working. Most wives do not only expect their husbands to work, they also expect them to earn enough to support their families. Time after time, I've been told by married women that they resent having to work. The women I talk to usually want a choice between following a career and being a homemaker, or possibly they want a combination of the two. They often want to be homemakers in their younger years while their children are small. Later, when the children have grown, they often want to develop careers outside the home. However, hard reality for many women today dictates that they must work to help make ends meet even when their children are small. Their husbands simply can't seem to handle the basic monthly bills on their own. I strongly disagree with a materialistic trend that has forced women into the workforce simply to keep up with the Joneses, not to mention just to keep up with the bank and the credit card bills. Many couples set a standard of living for themselves far higher than they need to be happy. If they would simply reduce their standards of living to a point of comfort, many could avoid husbands working long hours and wives pressured to earn a paycheck. Sometimes this single adjustment will give women the choice of career or homemaking that means so much to them. Please understand, I'm not against women who want careers, and I don't oppose women who choose a career early in life. My daughter, who is married with two small children, earned a PhD and is a licensed psychologist. I am proud of her achievement, and she is happy with her dual role as homemaker and psychologist, and so is her husband. I wish, rather, to stress the principle that many women need to have the choice of whether or not to work once they have children. If they do choose a career, the money they earn should not have to be spent on basic support of the family. To put it all very simply, many families need to learn how to live on what a husband can earn in a normal work week. If a couple can bite the bullet and lower an unrealistic standard of living, that action frees the husband to set realistic economic objectives regarding the family's basic financial needs. But as long as their wives keep working so that together they can finance the big house, big cars, and everyone's credit card habit, where is the incentive to cut back? I realize what I say will not be popular with many couples. Many will simply write me off as unrealistic. Don't I know that today a couple simply cannot live on one salary? No, I really don't know that, as I will explain later in this chapter. In fact, I know a family can live on one salary, and I will show you how it can be done. Right here, I simply want to emphasize that there are many women whose need for financial support is deep and should be treated seriously. Most men don't have this need. In fact, a husband rarely feels good when his wife supports him financially. If his salary pays the bills, he usually feels quite content if she earns little or nothing. By contrast, I have met very few women who sincerely feel content with a husband who earns little or nothing. Some well-intentioned people, in the guise of advocating women's rights, encourage all women to develop a career because they see employment as a right and privilege. However, they fail to consider that a woman also has a right and privilege to be a homemaker and full-time mother. Those who argue that women do better to choose a career sometimes fail to understand their needs as mothers. I believe that women should have the choice of homemaking or career. When that choice is made for them by their husbands, women's advocates, or anyone else, it deprives many of them of marital fulfillment. A budget is a necessary good. Every family must come to grips with what it can afford. Some couples look on budgets as a necessary evil. I like to call a budget a necessary good, and I recommend it to almost every couple I counsel. I have yet to meet a couple who sometimes didn't want to buy more than they could afford. A budget helps you discover what a certain quality of life really costs. To more fully understand the quality of life you can afford, I recommend three budgets: one to describe what you need, one to describe what you want, and one to describe what you can afford. The needs budget should include the monthly cost of meeting the necessities of your life, items you would be uncomfortable without. The wants budget includes the cost of meeting all your needs and wants, things that bring special pleasure to your life. It should be realistic, however. No mansions or chauffeur-driven limos if these lie totally out of your price range.